Well, here's some breaking news for all you addicts out there. Facebook was designed, so say some of its founders, to dig deep into your brain and reward you with instant and constant gratification. Likes, dislikes, tweets, and pinging. They wanted you to keep in touch, they say, with your friends and relatives. Ho ho, just trying to help you. Can you say enabler? Can you say pusher? They do want you to stay in touch, all right. They want you to chain yourself to your phone, your computer, your device, and let the ads wash over you like a soothing shower. Just like the tobacco boys, they've studied you and they've designed a delivery system you won't be able to resist after a very short time. Cigarette pushers took some tobacco leaves, chopped them fine, then added everything from formaldehyde to the pancreas of endangered species, put them in with 100 chemicals known to the state of California as carcinogenic, made a slurry, then dried the toxins into a compact little roll that vaguely resembles real tobacco. They made these neat little filters they perforated so that you had to pull very hard to get your dose and call those menthol lights, less tar, more flavor, that kind of ad rubbish. Facebook, well, they took some behavioral research from B.F. Skinner's monkey experiments and Pavlov's dogs and applied them to you. We always knew social media was addictive, I guess. We just didn't know the folks upstairs had manipulated us. Just like tobacco. Just like McDonald's. Just like Coca-Cola, even after they took out the cocaine. When sugar was under investigation, the sugar daddies blamed heart attacks on fat. Facebook? We'll have to wait and see who they blame. I'm betting the Russians. Parents who don't do proper supervision. Video games. But the truth is a lot more sinister than those pesky Ruskies. I'm afraid I have to unfriend Mark Zuckerberg and his fellow gangsters. Your social media is a social destabilizer. Big thumbs down, Mark. But I have to admit, you won. We lost.